Let's get to the lines for reality check. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. This happened in New Zealand. Would this guy in New Zealand trying to impersonate police really do? A, tried to pull over an actual unmarked police car, or B, turned himself in by accident sporting handcuffs?
I'm hoping that it's A.
Yes.
He tried to pull over an actual unmarked police car, and his plan fell apart almost immediately. Darn the luck. Crikey. I don't even know if they say that in New Zealand, but nice job. Listen, have a great night. Thank you so much for listening.
Awesome.
West Plains Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you by Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC, ELG Peterbilt, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply West Plains, Goebbels Collision Repair, Miller Satellite and Home Store, Iron Brand Realty, Parfour and More, Wilbanks Tire, Habitat for Humanity Restore, MSU West Plains, Car-Mart of West Plains, Butler Heating and Air, Hawkins Home and Lawn, Ozark Independent Living, Cape Electric, S&P Quality Auto Glass, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, West Plains Wind Supply, Simmons Bank, Ozark Hills Realty, Don's Auto Service, Shrimp Runner, Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment, Rick's Truck Repair, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, and Wood Mechanical.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the Hangar in Mountain Home, Arkansas for Zizzer Basketball. Tonight, a doubleheader on the radio, and we're just underway with the girls' game, and the first shot of the game made by Brooklyn Mitchell for the Bombers from the right wing makes it a 3-0 ball game, and we are just underway here at the Hangar tonight. West Plains in the red with a 6-2 record. Mountain Home is 7-5. So a pretty good matchup. Ainsley McWilliams for West Plains in the starting five here as we get a whistle. She'll split the defense, put up the shot, lost it, going up, out of bounds, turnover West Plains. Starting five for West Plains, Lucy Paper, 5'8 senior, Zoe Charnhorst, 5'6 senior, Ainsley McWilliams, 5'6 sophomore, Shaylee Peterson, here's a drive to the basket and a shot high off the board, no good, tipped over, picked up, laid up and good. And now Mountain Home with an early 5-0 lead in this ball game. Rawls with the lay-in on the putback shot. Lucy Hayford dribbles over, gets the ball knocked away, lost it out of bounds. West Plains turns it over again. Jayla Yonkers gets credit for the last basket. So the Bombers are off to a fast start. West Plains will have Shaylee Peterson and Jillian Green up front. Here's a drive in the lane. Layup is good. And another penetration by Brooklyn Mitchell after she made a three, and that one makes it 7-0. West Plains is about one knock to and a turnover from a having called timeout, but a whistle and a foul will be called on the Bombers. Bosnitz with the foul. So the 6-foot post player for them. Here's the inbound play. Lob out front, and we'll pick up the Bomber five in a moment. Charnhorst on the right baseline. Kick back now. Jillian Green drives to the block, wrap around to the corner. Here's the shot from the corner. Shaylee Peterson rattles in and out. Bosnish will get the rebound, and back will come Mountain Home from right to left. They're in the white with the blue and gold trim. West Plains traveling red with white trim. In the left corner. Moving the ball to the left point. 7-0. Three ball, no good. Rebound tipped long, Bombers control it. Drive to the baseline, they'll cut the dribble off there. Turn back in, feed it underneath, ball tipped away, picked back up. Leading in, shot blocked by Jillian. And Green gets fouled as she made that block. That foul will be on Lakin Anderson, and that'll be her first. Second team foul on the Bombers here to start. We play 2.5 minutes. West Plains hasn't scored yet. Sometimes that first one's the hardest one to get. Jillian left wing. Ainsley with an open three. Good. Boy, she knocked the bottom out of that one. If that had been a well, it'd be dry right now. Three ball by Ainsley. Changes the scoreboard. 7-3 now. Right point. Lob over the top. Bosnich with it down low. Muscles in. Whistle travel with the basketball. That's a walk. As things settle down now, West Plains kind of settles in. Ainsley McWilliams brings it up with Lucy Hafer. Zoe Scharnhorst. Jillian Green. Shaylee Peters. Top of the circle. Going to her right. Lost the basketball. Jillian mishandled it. Now a sideline ball dribbled out of bounds, and West Plains turns the ball over for the third time here in just the first 3 minutes. Bomber ball. They'll bring it up the left side. West Plains got the better of Mountain Home in West Plains last year. Now we come to the lake on the right side at the right elbow, spinning to the middle. All the way. Nice looking shot. No good. Ball rebound. Put back up and in by Bosnich. Her first basket, and it's a 9-3 ball game. Mountain Home has pretty decent size overall. Here's a shot for a three. No good by Jillian. Rebound put back. Shanley, no good. Rebound loose on the deck. Ball knocked away, and that should be a foul on Boston as she went after that loose ball and bucked Lucy Hafer off it. Olivia Bosnich. Picks up the foul, and that'll be her second. So she'll have to exit. Inbound underneath. Pass good. Feed and ball knocked away. Picked back up underneath. Ainsley goes up. Her shot blocked. That ball goes out of bounds. It'll be West Plains basketball. Two block shots. Two clean blocks underneath. The Bombers with some good interior defense that time from Brooklyn Mitchell. 5'10 sophomore. Good player. Inbound play in the corner. Low block. Jillian turns. Up and under, shoots off the board, good! Jillian Green. Makes it a 9-5 ball game. Now the Bombers turn it over for the first time, or second time. It's just a careless pass to the wing. Ball drifts out of bounds. And now, West Plains basketball down by 4. Christy Otter patrols the sideline. Down on one knee. That is the coach's stance right there. Here's a ball. Why was that not a blocking foul? Lob over the top. Bad pass. Stolen away. Bombers. Now they've turned it back over. That was a very low percentage pass. Jillian tried to lob down to Shaylee Peterson, but Mountain Home stole it and then promptly threw it away again. Inbound. Right point. Lucy to the corner. Dribbling out. Ainsley gets a screen and she'll pull back the basketball is reset. 9-5 score. West Plains down 4 with the ball. 6-2 on the year. Scharnhorst, free throw line, and a whistle, and we get an offensive foul, I guess. They ran a little weave out front. They called Zoe, I guess, for an illegal screen, but she gets a foul all the same. Bombers with it at the point. Now at the left point. Here's a shot for a three. No good. Ball long. Tipped across. Picked up by Zoe Scharnhorst. Off the miss by Brooklyn Mitchell. Front court left side. Ainsley crossovers. Back to the corner. Goes to her right. Back behind her back. Now in the corner, Zoe. Three ball is launched. No good. Lip of the rim. Rebound long. Picked up by Ainsley. She shoots a three from the point. Good. Ainsley McWilliams with her second three. And that makes it a 9-8 ball game. Over on the left side, Mountain Home scored the first 7 of this one, and now lead it 9-8. At the point, wide open three is up and no good. Ball long to the right corner again. Zoe Scharnhorst comes away with it off the miss by Lincoln Anderson. Down the front court, top of the circle to the left wing. Jillian has it, kicks it to the right side of the floor now. And now Ainsley McWilliams resets. They run the double high post. Jillian at the right post, steps over, hands it. And now Ainsley has to pull it back, and they have to reset. At the right point. They do have the shot clock here in Arkansas, so there's ticked on it. Jillian has it, spins to the middle, lost the ball, turned it over. West Plains already with 5 turnovers. Really unlike them. Pass ahead on the break. Layup is good at the other end by Lakin Anderson as West Plains not only turned the ball over, but they didn't get back on defense. So 1:35, down 11-8 to the Bombers. In the left corner, Lucy Hafer. Lob over the top, bad pass. Stolen too hard. Should have, need a little more touch on the ball. Now, long pass ahead of the field. Again, they beat West Plains down to 4 and a layup by Brooklyn Mitchell. He's got 7. Mountain Home with a 5-point lead, and the visitor bench is going to get a talking to. Getting beat back on defense 2 times in a row, that's not going to float for Christy Otter. She is going to be bringing the gospel right here. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. 13-8, Mountain Home leads. Back in a minute on KDY.
There are a lot of places you can buy appliances these days, and at Hawkins Home and Lawn, we want to be your first stop. We are locally owned and operated, which does matter. We service what we sell, and that matters too. Plus, we offer Price Match Plus, and that matters to your pocketbook. Stop in today at West Plains and in Mountain Grove stores, or shop online at HawkinsHomeandLawn.com because
Hawkins
you matter to
lawn.
Us.
Best brands, best service since 67.
Are you needing to sell your real estate? Seek help today from the professional realtors at Century 21 Ozark Hills Realty. Their agents have decades of combined experience and are experts in all areas of real estate, including commercial real estate, farms, new construction, and of course, residential. So if you're looking to sell, turn to Century 21 Ozark Hills Realty in a new location at 740 Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
The official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
Thank you, Mark McKay. Dylan Groves is our engineer tonight. West Plains with the ball posted on the left block. Down low, left-hand layup. Good by Shaylee Peterson. West Plains coming out of the timeout with a set play. And they get the bucket with Shaylee Peterson, her first of the night. Now at the other end, here's a shot. No good. Ball tipped away from behind. Picked up by Shaylee. She'll bring it up with a high dribble. Gets it over to Ainsley. 13-10, a 3 would tie the game. On the right side, Zoe Shrub in the lineup for West Plains. At the point, Lucy has it, looks inside. Down the key, all the way in, puts up the running shot. Good, off the glass. Lucy Hafer with her first basket of the ball game. And now a 1-point game. That's the first quarter down to its last 30 seconds. Shot clock is off. We're playing with the game clock now to wrap up the first period. Over on the left side, now cross-court pass on the wing. Rawls goes baseline, cut off by Zoe Sharghorst. Now at the point, over on the right. They get the ball to Mitchell. Mitchell goes left, now goes back the other way, drives the baseline all the way, goes up with the layup. No good. Shaylee with the rebound. West Plains with time. Zoe Sharghorst pulls up, shoots the 3 at the horn. No good. It would not have counted. And we have played 1 quarter. And we have a dandy matchup here. It's Mountain Home on top of West Plains, 13-12. And we're back in a minute. On KDY.
This is Damon at TLG Peterbilt, Willow Springs. We supply parts for all makes of trucks and trailers to get you back on the road quickly as possible. If we don't have it, we'll get it. Find us on Highway 60 in Willow Springs or online at TLGtrucks.com for fast, friendly service to get you back on the road in no time. TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time.
Do you have assisted devices that you no longer need, such as a wheelchair, a walker, a cane, or shower chair? You can donate it to Ozark Independent Living. They will in turn give it to someone in need. It's local people helping local people. Ozark Independent Living in West Plains at 1098 Avenue, 417-257-0038.
Your care, your choice, your independence. Ozark Independent Living.
The West Plains Zizzers play here on Hot Country KDY.
Pretty good first quarter. Mountain Home with the lead of 13-12. They jumped out to a 7-0 lead. West Plains took a timeout, settled down a little bit, got back in the ball game, and now a 1-point game with the Bombers with it to start it. out front. Jayla Yonkers to the point. She'll get the ball to Brooklyn Mitchell. She'll hand it. Now on that exchange, good defense by Zoe Scharnhorst. Now we're on the right side. They'll move it back across the top. Mitchell has it, dribbles in, double team, goes baseline, cut off. Now pass to the right point, down to the baseline. Ball misplayed, out of bounds. It's going to be last touch by West Plains. At least that's the way they signal, yes. It'll still be Mountain Home basketball. And the shot clock reads 12. Here's the inbound play. Into the corner. Mitchell has it. Dribbles left. Crosses over. Goes baseline. Leans in. Shoots the driving layup. Good. Brooklyn Mitchell has 9 of their 15 points. Not hard to figure out. Shrub over to Ainsley. Now to the right point. Mountain Home in the zone to the left corner. Wide open shot. Three ball. Good by Zoe Charnhorst. We're tied up at 15 apiece. Out high, crossover, spin to the middle, lean in shot, open, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds by the Bombers off the hands of Jayla Yonkers. It'll go back to West Plains. You know, Mountain Home has Jayla Yonkers, who's 5'10", she's a senior, Brooklyn Mitchell, 5'10", sophomore. And that's pretty good length when you got two of them out there like that. Plus, now they've got Lillian Akavi. She is a 5'11 junior. She's on the court. Top of the circle, Shaley. Underneath, good. Bounce pass. Good screen on the backside. Sets up Jillian. And Green lays it in off a good screen by Ainsley McWilliams. At the right side, on the wing for a three. No good. Ball comes off. Jillian Green has it. Up the right sideline, Zoe Scharnhorst. Zoe with her head, dribbles to the paint, puts it up on the run, no good, rims off, picked up by Shanley. She puts it up and in. And now West Plains with a 4-point lead. 19-15, right point, they're going to fire the three. It comes off long to the corner, tipped out of bounds by the Bombers, who go back over to West Plains. And so the Zizzers will have it in the backcourt. It's the starting five, with the exception of Lucy Hafer on the bench right now, with Zoe Shrub in the lineup. Lob pass over to the right elbow. Shaley works in against Bosnich, who's a little bit bigger at the point three. Back iron won't come down in the hands of a red shirt. It goes to the white shirts instead. Up the right sideline on the baseline. Pull up 15th. The jumper wide open. Good. Nice shot by Jayla Yonkers. 19-17. 2-point Zizzer lead. Crossover dribble in the lane on the drive. No good by Ainsley. A lot of body contact. No whistles were blown. Now at the middle, free throw line to the wing. Driving the baseline, pump fake, beat across. Washington blew an easy little shot under the basket, got it on rebound, laid it in. Man, if she hadn't got that putback, she might have crawled under the bench after missing that one. She's a good player. Now inside pass, knocked away from Jillian Green out of bounds. Last touch by Mitchell from Mountain Home. Jade Charis comes into the lineup for the Bomber. She wears the number one. Right side baseline. Delaney Wahomie goes up for the shot. Hit the bottom of the backboard. Missed. Coming down with it is Mitchell. Tie game at 19 here at the Hangar in Mountain Home on Bomber Boulevard. In the left corner, three is launched and no good, but the long rebound right back to the shooter. Now at the right point. Brooklyn Mitchell will hold in control. They'll move it to the left wing. Mitchell to the point, to the right corner. They get her the ball on the baseline. She backs in, cut off. feed it across, catch, shoot, no good. Rebound, Jillian Green. Good defense by West Plains that time. Now at the right side, Ainsley with it. Stops, pops the three. Good, Ainsley from the right wing. If you don't guard her, she'll shoot it. She's made three threes tonight. 22-19. Lady Scissors getting ready for the pink and white tournament after Christmas. Bombers play at Cave City after Christmas. Here's a pass down low. Turning, shooting, no good. Bosnich couldn't get that shot to go, and now the rebound. West Plains back. Ainsley has it, hesitates, drives, kicks it over. Zoe curls across top, kicks it far side. Zoe Shrub three, it's good. Net barely moved as that one came straight down and through. And now West Plains has made five threes. In the right corner, ball tipped away out of bounds with 3:15 to go in the first half. 25-19. Since West Plains was behind 7-0, they've outscored Mountain Home 25-12. That's a trend. Out front. They'll move it with Holman. Diana Holman. Over on the right point. Mitchell hesitates. Crossover. Knocked away. Picked it up. Now she's got trouble. Gets it over to Follow-away shot. Up and good by Yonkers. Jayla Yonkers from 10 feet away. She's a good player. Now West Plains back quickly. Up by four. 25-21. Left baseline. All the way in. Ball blocked from behind by Yonkers. And it'll stay with West Plains. 2:41 to go in the half. We'll have a break between games, probably about 15 minutes. And then it'll be the varsity game. Lucy Hafer beats on the dribble, drives in, far side, bad pass, cross court, picked off. The West Plains gets back a little better on defense. Lady Wahlby's out there now with Jillian Green, ball tipped out of bounds. Oh, that's going to be off Mountain Home. Good defense by Ainsley McWilliams to force that turnover. Both teams had turned the ball over some in the first quarter, and both just turned it over for the first time here in the second. And now in the backcourt, Zoe Shrub will throw the ball in to Ainsley McWilliams. West Plains up 25-21, trying to run their mark to 7-2. Jillian Holes hands it back. Ainsley with another three. That's good. Boy, you let her stand out there. You're going to pay the price. She's made four threes here in the half. 28-21. And now Mountain Home will pull it out. A lot of time on the shot clock, just under 2 minutes now. Here's a catch and shoot from 17. No good by Mitchell. Ball tipped away, picked up. West Plains comes back. Ainsley on the left side. Crossover left hand. Drives in, lays it off the board, and good. Ainsley is eating them alive. 1:41 to play in the first half. West Plains 30. Mountain Home 21. Back in a minute on KDY.
Is it time to clean out the garage or storage building? If so, consider donating unneeded items to the Habitat Restore in West Plains. The Habitat Restore will in turn sell your items at a low price to someone who likes it. Great idea, right? The items you donate are tax deductible. And when they are sold, all the money goes toward building a new home for a family in need. The Habitat Restore at 1109 Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains, helping families one home at a time.
When pain slows you down, trust the experts at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine. Our team, Dr. Jolly, Dr. Piet, Dr. Harbert, and Dr. Karen, specializes in getting you back to the life you love. From sports injuries to spine care, we're here with advanced treatment close to home. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com to learn more or schedule an appointment today.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine. Our community, our commitment, our care.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
Boy-girl doubleheaders for our broadcast are extremely, extremely rare. So it's fun to get to do this one. Just down the road in Mountain Home. As we get ready and are ready now for the continuance of play. Pass inside. The Bombers get it in. Now they'll move it back out on the left wing. Open shot for a three. Arcs high in the air. No good. Ball comes long to the near corner. Jillian has it up the left sideline. Ainsley feeds it ahead. Lucy Hafer, open shot. Three. Off the lip of the rim. No good. Bosnich with a rebound from out and home. They come back right to left in the white. Out high. They'll move it and now hand the ball off. Brooklyn Mitchell, screen up high to the right point. Open shot. Three is in the air and too hard. Ball comes off, and Yonkers had it, lost it. Boschner gets it for Mountain Home. They'll try again. West Plains will be greatly served to force the outside shot. Bob over the top. Ball caught, laid in by Boschner. The 6-1 girl now has six. Now here's three at the other end. That was Lucy Hafer. That's called a two, I guess. Now pass inside. Boston's ball knocked away by Jillian. West Plains comes back. 24 seconds, 32-23. West Plains playing for the last shot of the first half here. So that was not a three by Lucy. It was a two. And West Plains' lead is 9. That's what it's going to be at least at halftime. Lucy at the right point. Bad pass into a double team, knocked away. West Plains gets it back. And now Zoe, the shot is up in the horn, no good. It rattled right back to her. But West Plains ended up getting a shot out of that after all. So, after trailing 7-0, West Plains outscored the Bombers in the first half, 32-16. So they doubled them after that horrible start. And they're up now by 9 at the break, 32-23. We'll take a 3-minute break. More Zizzer basketball from Mountain Home coming up on KDY.
If you're a pro or even a do-it-yourselfer, Wind Supply of West Plains is your store. Wind Supply of West Plains is your supply store for A.O. Smith water heaters, Delta faucets, Milwaukee tools, Klein tools, and all the accessories you need to do your plumbing yourself. Find them in West Plains at 1015 Preacher Row Boulevard and online at windsupplyofwestplains.com. Wind Supply of West Plains is for pros like you.
Shrimp Runner Seafood in West Plains, right across from the Civic Center at 109 St. Louis Street. Call ahead or just stop in and pick up fresh Gulf crawfish, fish, and shrimp shipped in every week. And to make things even better, you've got to check out Shrimp Runner's Boil Barn. They're serving up boiled shrimp, crawfish, and crab legs. And wow, it is spectacular. And it's all right here in West Plains. Shrimp Runner Seafood and Shrimp Runner's Boil Barn. Check them out.
It's rock chip season. Okay, let's be honest. With the roads around here, it's always rock chip season. When you get a rock chip, go see Kevin at SMP Quality Auto Glass. He can fix your rock chip and keep it from spreading and making your windshield look more like a road map. If you need a whole new windshield put in because you waited too long, he does those too. SMP Quality Auto Glass, next to DQ in West Plains. Show us your crack.
Do you need help living independently? Look no further than Ozark Independent Living in West Plains. Ozark Independent Living provides help with consumer-directed services, where you choose the services you need and the people to help. You are the boss with Ozark Independent Living at 109 8th Avenue in West Plains. 417-257-0038.
Your care, your choice, your independence. Ozark Independent Living.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
save big now through December 31st. Hi, this is Les Becker. Get $3,000 cash discount on all in-stock 2025 model Mahindra Rocksors or $4,000 cash discount on in-stock 2024 model Mahindra Rocksors. Plus, check out year-end deals on all in-stock Mahindra, LS, Bad Boy, and Massey tractors. Stop in and meet the Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply tractor team in West Point.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're warming up our store.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Back at the hangar at Mountain Home High School, just off Bomber Boulevard tonight for the borderline doubleheader. And the West Plains Zizzer girls with the lead at the break, 32-23 over Mountain Home. In the first half, the game got off to a really slow start in the first 2.5 minutes for Mountain Home, for West Plains, that is. Mountain Home jumped out to a 7-0 lead. And it was just kind of a matter of time. You felt it was just once they made a bucket or two, they would loosen up and things would get going. And that's precisely what happened. After Christy Otter called the timeout, West Plains got their first bucket, and then they went on from there. And the difference in the first half was three-point shooting. West Plains outscored Mountain Home from the three-point line in the first half by a margin of 18-3. That's a 15-point advantage for West Plains, and their lead at the half is 9. 32-23, here's an oddity. In the first half, no free throws for either team. None. Scoring in the first half, Ainsley McWilliams' shooting was just outstanding. She made 4 threes and has 14 points at the half. Lucy Hafer, Shaylee Peterson, and Jillian Green all have 4 points. And Zoe Shrub knocked in a three. West Plains had 7 turnovers in the first half. For the Lady Bombers, 9 points for Brooklyn Mitchell, 6 from Jayla Yonkers, Olivia Bosnich with 6, and Lincoln Anderson with 2 to account for all the Mountain Home scoring. They had 4 turnovers in the first half. So it is halftime, and looking ahead, West Plains after tonight, they will play at the Pink and White Tournament at Drury, day after Christmas. Their first game will be Mountain Home, or I'm sorry, the first game will be Mountain Grove. Mountain Grove will be West Plains' opponent in the first round of Pink and White. You know, these holiday tournaments, they're neat in that they get a lot of teams involved, and you get a little more exposure, especially for the smaller schools, but at the same time, there can be some of the most brutal first-round games in some of these tournaments. I mean, it's almost shield the kids' eyes. Bad. West Plains has already played Mountain Grove in early December and beat them by 50. 74-24. Now, Mountain Home, after tonight, they're off for Christmas. They'll be back at it on the 29th. And they will play at Cave City. Will their record be 8-5 at that point, or will it be 7-6? That's to be determined as West Plains has an advantage at the break, 32-23. Boys game will follow this game. I'm going to say about 15 minutes for the break, and we'll have West Plains and Mountain Home in the boys game. Meanwhile, a 3-minute break here. The second half is coming up next. Mountain Home and West Plains in girls basketball play tonight from the hangar in Mountain Home on Hot Country KDY.
KDY 24/7 weather.
Glad to see you survived Monday. We've got a lot to look forward to this week, including Christmas and nice temperatures. Dan in the Weather Center, tonight's low 50 degrees. Tomorrow's high in the upper 60s and lows in the mid 50s. Pretty comfy, and even more so on Wednesday, with our high temperature being in the low 70s with a low of around 56. We do have some clouds and fog rolling in that morning. More at OzarkRadioNews.com.
Driving in winter can be challenging. Be sure your tires will get you through the season.
If you're getting close to needing new tires, give Wilbanks Tire a chance to sell you a new set of tires. Once you buy a set of tires from Wilbanks Tire, you can come in anytime for free tire rotation for the life of your tires. So once a customer of Wilbanks Tire, you'll always be a customer of Wilbanks Tire. Price, quality, and service, all at Wilbanks Tire, 201 West 2nd Street in West Plains.
This is Ginger with Miller Satellite and Home Store. If you're needing affordable and reliable internet, then we have a package for you. Give us a call today at 417-255-1972 and ask about our new Usenet Lite plan for only $49.99 a month with a $10 savings a month for the first 12 months and only a one-year contract. Once again, that's Miller Satellite and Home Store, 417-255-1972, or check us out online at millersat.com.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Need CPAP or BiPAP supplies? Skip the wait at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Reorder easily from home using our Patient Hub app or website portal and get your supplies shipped straight to your door. For a faster, hassle-free experience, call ahead at 800-874-8504 or order online today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, 1703 West 8th Street in West Plains. Our community, our commitment, our care.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. And that's why it's important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, and I will help make it easy and affordable to protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call me, State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
And we're underway in the second half. Haven't missed anything. Bombers have the basketball. Ball tipped out front, and they set down by 9 over on the right side. So they hand the ball over now to Anderson. Over on the left, point pass inside. Good defense. Tipped away by Staley Peterson. Out of bounds. It'll stay with Mountain Home. After the first 51 seconds of the third quarter, West Plains on top by 9, 32-23, starting 5 for both teams out there to start the second half. Jillian Green, Ainsley McWilliams, Lucy Hafer, Shaley Peterson, and Zoe Scharnhorst. Mountain Home with Brooklyn Mitchell, Daly Yonkers, Lauren Rawls, Blake and Anderson. Here's the ball thrown in, and I think we've got a shot clock violation. Yes. That ball, it did not change. There was not a change of possession. I don't know if the players realized that or not, but there was not turnover on the Bombers. And now West Plains with it, trying to add to a 9-point lead. Double team in the corner, dribbling in. Lucy goes up, lost the ball, stripped away, out of bounds. Last touch by the Bombers. Ainsley will throw the ball in from right of the basket. And does, into the right corner, Shaley Peterson outside to Lucy. Lucy Hafer to the right corner, double team on the ball, and we're going to get another foul call. That's going to be on Lake and Anderson as they double teamed in the corner. Second foul on Lake and Anderson. Now the inbound play, West Plains in the front court. No one scored in the first minute plus. Of quarter three. In the left corner, Jillian, cross-court pass to the right point. Ainsley, hook pass to the right corner. Lucy dribbles in all the way, gets bumped, shoots off the board, no good. Ball comes off, Jillian Green has it, turns to her left, shot no good. Picked up by Mountain Home, now they steal it back. Zoe takes it in, right-hand shot, no good. She got fouled, and she'll get through the free throw line. One of the best descriptions you could give for the kind of player Zoe Scharnhorst is she is really handy. And her first free throw here is good. Joey now has 4 points with one more shot kept. That was the first free throw attempt of this basketball game. And number two is good. West Plains lead now double digits, 34-23. Brooklyn Mitchell into the front court, looking to the left. Gets the ball there, bounce pass to the point. They'll move it right wing. Mitchell has it, guarded by Lucy Hafer. That's a tough matchup. Mitchell, probably about 2 inches taller. Lob pass inside. Good catch by Bosnich. Goes up, score. Foul the play. Basket count. Olivia Bosnich with a good lob pass over the top. And got Shaley on her hip. Shaley drew the foul. 8 points for Bosnich. And Shaley's first foul of the ball game. 34-25. Free throw. Good. Olivia Bosnich makes it a tighter game, but that loosens it up some more. Zoe deep from the right corner, knocks in a three. It's 37-26. Out front, Bombers will fire shot blocked by Jillian. Long pass up ahead to Jillian Green, and she can't catch up with it. Threw it out of bounds. No angle on that pass. Running right up the middle of the floor. If you're going to make that pass, you don't throw it to her. You throw it off to the side and put a little air under it so she can catch up. But that ball hits instead of with top spin going out of bounds like that did. The ball hits and just pretty much bounces up. Meanwhile, Mountain Home with the basketball. Lob over the top again. Bosnich's ball is too high and ball lost, turned over by the Bombers. They're 6 to the half. Left side, Ainsley wide open. Another three. That's way off the mark, though. Ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by who? I'm going to say last touch by West Point. This is a beautiful facility they have here. They call us the hangar. That's what it looks like. No airplane hangar. But not necessarily old. Very, very nice place. Left side. Here's Mitchell for the Bombers. And up, no good. Ball long to the corner. Bosnich gets it. Now gets it back outside to Gavis. Kick to the left corner. They'll hold there and look with Lauren Rawls. Low block. Posted up. Mitchell inside. Left hand shot too hard. Tipped over. Picked up by Jillian Green. Here comes Jillian wearing 34 with the right hand. Crossover down the middle of the lane. All the way. Right hand hook shot. No good. She got fouled and she'll shoot two. That was kind of a one-on-four play, but not a bad play at all as Jillian gets to the free throw line. And the first try, good. Jillian has 5 points tonight. Ainsley McWilliams is leading the way with 14. Next try, he rattles in and out. Ball comes off to Mitchell. 38-26. Mountain Home with it. Mitchell lost the pass. Chased it down near the timeline. Now she's pressured. Lots of trouble. Kicks it across the court. Rawls wobbles the top to the baseline. Gavis cutting to the basket. Left hand lay in is good by Dayla Yonker. She's got 8 points. 38-28. Ainsley dribbling near the timeline, gets the ball away to Scharnhorst, and that's going to be turned over. Ainsley just can't believe that wasn't touched. So the turnover on West Plains, their third of the quarter. 10th for the ball game. 38-28. This is still a ball game. Out front. Bosnich will hand off, step through, drive, got up and good on the teardrop floater by Yonkers, who now has 10. West Plains back up by 8, 38-30. To the right corner, Lucy Hafer dribbles in with the left hand, stops, kicks it outside. Three at the point, Jillian, no good. Bosnich with a rebound. The Bombers can cut into the West Plains lead, which is 8. The Bombers are a really tough matchup at the guard spot with these 5'10" kids. Bounce pass down low. Bosnich muscles in, puts it up, short, passes it down, and a foul on the play, and the Bombers will have a chance at a three-point play. Delani Wahome got pinned on Olivia Bosnich's back, and they've really focused more on going to her inside. So 38-32. It'll be one shot. Olivia Bosnich is 1-for-1 from the line. Now 2-for-2. Zizzer's back in the left corner. Hayford with it. Skip pass cross. Bad pass deflected and stolen. Front court. Step through. Right hand off the board. Good. Bombers have set this down as Yonkers makes the lay-in to a three-point game. In the left corner. Ainsley McWilliams. Hassled. Mountain Home playing in zone. Timeout called by West Plains. This has gone entirely offensively flat since that lead got out to 12. The Bombers are on a run. 38-35. Third quarter. And we're back in 30 seconds on Katie Watt.
Beller Construction is a family-owned and operated company serving the southern Missouri area. They provide various construction services from the smallest remodel to custom-built homes, all at a competitive price. Feller Construction of West Plains would be honored to be your builders for all your building needs. Contact Feller Construction at 417-257-7275 to schedule your project today.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
So West Plains at the half with a 32-23 lead now. Up by three with 3:02 to go in the third. The difference? Well, Mountain Home has come out with a better offensive plan, that's for sure. West Plains defense has not been very good here in the third. Shaley Peterson on the wing to the corner. Wrap around, low block. Shaley backs down, kicks it out. Three ball. Ainsley is up and good. Coming out of the timeout. That's the second time tonight that West Plains has scored coming out of a timeout. That's coaching. In the left corner. Gavi to the point. Mitchell to the right wing. Here's a pop for Yonkers for three, and it's good. They have not utilized the three-point shot much tonight. That, in fact, that's only the second one they've made. In the left corner, Jillian underneath far side. Good pass. Daly lays it up, no good. Got it back, put it up, got fouled, and still shoots two with 2:09 to go in the third. 41-38. West Plains on top. So the chance to make the lead a little bit bigger here. Dell Leonard is the head coach for the Bomber women. Jaylee Peterson, free throw line. First one, good. Lily Akavi is back in the ball game. For the Bombers at guard, Bosnich comes out. Free throw again, good. Shaley makes them both. West Plains 5 out of 6 from the line here in the third. 43-38. Got to buckle down and play some defense. Wide open, three on the wing is no good. Rebound long, Ainsley has it. West Plains comes back right to left in the red. To the right corner. Lob over the top, bad pass, skip pass, and they were just waiting. Steal by Yonkers, layup by Yonkers. They baited us right into that one. Yonkers just kind of was crouched down, waiting. In the corner, drive on the baseline, ball knocked away, we get a late whistle and a foul call. Now one of the things that aggravates people in ball games, I'll play like that. Gravis with the foul on the play. The way they call fouls now, the officials wait until they see how the play kind of plays out. If the advantage was gained and the ball got turned over. First free throw, no good by Jillian. Jillian Green will get one more. But if there is a turnover, then they blow the whistle late. And people are just like, hey, what's up with that? That's just the way they do it to perpetuate game flow, I think. Next one is good by Jillian Green, a really smart official. Kelly Hunt tried to explain this to me, and I just told him, Kelly, I'm just too stupid. I can't process this. At the point, bad pass, cross court. Players got hung up on a screen as they tried to get all the Yonkers and threw it out of bounds. Seven turnovers on the Bombers. West Plains has 12. 44-40, Zizzards. Skip to the left, to the corner. Zoe Shrub drives in, floater from 12 feet, rims off, rebound, Shaley on the weak side, goes up, no good. She'll shoot two. So the foul goes to Lauren Rawls. That's her second. And the shooter for West Plains, Shaley Peterson. First try is no good. We're in the second half, Mountain Home, Varsity Girls game. 1 minute, 2 seconds to go in the third. Free throw, next one is good. Shaley makes one. Bombers come back, under a minute in the third. 45-40. Mitchell out front. And a whistle and a blocking foul on Ainsley McWilliams. Ainsley, 30 feet from the basket, trying to take away her right hand. And Mitchell just bumped into her, and the blocking foul was called on Ainsley. Now Mitchell with it out front on the right wing. To the point, to the left side. Mitchell looks inside. Tries to get it into the big girl, Bosnish. On the right side in the corner. Pass up a shot to the point. They lob it in. Bosnish knocked away. Picked up. Here's a drive. Left-hand shot, no good. Rebound, Shaley Peterson. That best defense West Plains has played this half. Shaley, or make that Ainsley in the front court with 17 seconds. Lucy Hafer, Bombers play in a spread out zone here. Ainsley's going to step into one here and make a three. Lob over the top, pitch pass to the corner. Nope, Zoe drives baseline, another teardrop. Runner is good. Well, that works. Zoe Shrub with five. And the lead goes to seven as we go to the fourth. West Plains with the lead on the Mountain Home Lady Bombers, 47-40. Back in a minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
Is it time to update your heating and air? A Mitsubishi mini-split system could be your solution from Butler Heating and Air. Certain Mitsubishi systems qualify for a federal tax credit of up to $2,000 if purchased before December 31st of this year. Also, certain mini-split systems qualify for a rebate from Hal Lorgan Electric Cooperative. Get details at Butler Heating and Air.
BHA, Butler Heating and Air. Call 256-7984.
Building lasting relationships, one customer at a time.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
All right, we come back to play. They finally turned the buzzer off. And it will be, starting the fourth, Bomber basketball. Olivia Bosnish. Back in the game, their post player who really played well in the third for Mountain Home. West Plains, 7-point lead. We start this quarter on the wing. Mitchell, three, is launched, no good. Ball comes off, rebounded by Zoe Shrub. West Plains back. Kicking cross-court, Jillian on the dribble, down the floor, all the way, leaning in, shooting, no good, low ball, blocking foul ball on the Bombers. Yeah, it'll put 34 in red to the free throw line. That'll be the third foul on Olivia Fosnes. And the free throw shooter, Jillian, puts it up, no good, way off the mark. Next drive for the sophomore. It's up. It's good. Jillian, 3 points in the half, 7 for the game. West Plains lead is now 8. Out front, Ains look at Williams now guarding Mitchell. Pass to the low block. Fosnes posts up inside, puts it up and good. She's a big body in there. She is strong and athletic. And she gets the inside pass and converts. West Plains lead, 48-42. Bombers in the zone. Skip pass, far corner. Shrug with a runner from 12. Again, up off the side iron, straight up and down and through. Zoe has 7 off the bench. Up front, Lauren Rawls in the left corner at the point. Open look and the shot off the back iron. No good. Off the miss by Anderson, rebounded by Jillian. 6:45. In the fourth, the ball out of bounds, but the foul is going to be called on the Bombers. Lincoln Anderson picked up her 4th for Mountain Home. We're getting to the point in the game where the foul thing isn't that big a deal if you're behind, because you gotta catch up. And so you gotta take more chances. Timeout, Bombers. It'll be a full timeout. 6:41 to play in quarter number 4. Mountain Home trailing West Plains 50-42. Back in a minute. I'm Katie Watt.
Whether it's hunting, doing chores around the farm, now is a time to save on Kubota RTVs at Edgler and Harbor Farm Equipment. Kubota RTVs come in diesel or gas and are loaded with features like a climate-controlled cab and four-wheel drive. Get the Kubota RTVs with zero down, 3.9 APR for 60 months, now through 12/31/25. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Remember, we are names you can trust. Edgler and Harbor Perform Equipment and Kubota.
This is Damon at TLG Peterbilt, Willow Springs. We supply parts for all makes of trucks and trailers to get you back on the road quickly as possible. If we don't have it, we'll get it. Find us on Highway 60 in Willow Springs or online at TLGtrucks.com for fast, friendly service to get you back on the road in no time. TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time.
Today's hot new country, 102.5. KKZY is KKZY-FM, West Plains, Missouri.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Well, Lady Zizzers are 6:39 away as the clock runs from their 7th win here at Mountain Home tonight with a score of 50-42. West Plains on offense. West Plains, or Mountain Home, that is, in a zone, spreading out, and the ball deflected out of bounds. West Plains turns it over. Lots and lots of teams do that against zones, and that's it. You get footed. Say, here, throw me the ball, but you don't move to the ball. That ends up in turnovers a lot. Down the lane, here's a drive by Mitchell, and it rolls off the rim, no good. That should have been 2. Ball goes out of bounds. Does anyone know who touched it last? The officials will point Mountain Home's way. So it'll be a Bomber ball, front court, their corner, right corner. Mitchell on the inbound play. Mountain Home could get back in this game without shooting threes, and their three-point shooting has not been good. That's been a real sticking point. Here's a foul call on, let's see, that's going to be on Zoe. No, that's going to be on Lucy Hafer. First foul on Lucy on a blocking foul on Brooklyn Mitchell's drive. Inbound play for the Bombers. Mitchell has it on the right.
He'll pull it back. Looking inside. Boy, they are wrestling inside. Pass on the wing. Shot for three. No good. Olivia Bosmish, or Fosmish, and Jaylee Peterson really battling inside. Here's a ball deflected, out of bounds. Out of bounds off Mountain Home. Well, the officials didn't care for that. Or the fans didn't care for that on the Mountain Home side. West Plains people aren't making the noise, I don't think. Probably not a very good call. Anyway, back to play. Zoe has it, and there's a bad pass. Picked up, though, by Lucy Hafer. Down the key. Get rid of that thing. Oh, she threw it out of bounds. Boy, we've been so careless with the basketball tonight. 13 West Plains turnovers. One of the reasons this game is close as it is. 50-42. High post. Bosnish left wing. There's a three, and it's good. Jayla Yonkers. She has been big for them tonight. She's got 17 over on the right side. Now at the left point. Ainsley with it. And now Jillian drives the baseline, goes up, missed it, put back, no good. Ball tipped away, picked up by Fosnish. And the Bombers with a chance to make this a one-possession game. West Plains has just gone so stagnant on offense. Down the key all the way. Mitchell will take it in and lay it in. 50-47. 4:30 to go in the game. Over on the right to the corner. Bad pass to the point, but it's not stolen. Left corner now. Jillian with a three. No good. Rebound. Lucy Hafer has it. Goes up inside and scores. Big shot by Lucy. And we'll get an official stoppage. And let's see. Delay a game. Somebody touched the ball after it went through for West Plains. Zoe Scharnhorst in for Zoe Shrub. 4:15 to go. You're up by five. This is where you, where the really good teams in West Plains have done this many, many times. They get control and put the game away. Let's see if they can do it here against this good Mountain Home team. Three ball to point. Mitchell, no good. Rebounded to Jillian Green up the right sideline. Jillian wide open on the left wing. Thought about it. Pulls up from 12. That's an air ball. It's saved, though, by Zoe Scharnhorst. Out to Ainsley. Her three is good. Big, big, big shot. Ainsley's made five threes tonight. Put 55-47. That was monstrously big. Inside, Bosnich turns, faces, shoots, back iron, no good. Tipped over, Shapley has it. And now West Plains with 3.5 to go, up by 8. And we do have the shot clock, so you've got 30 seconds on this possession. But that's a pretty good chunk to take off when you're up. Shaley sets a screen. Lob down low. Wide open. Here's Jillian. Right hand reverse. Up and good. She was so open, she was stunned and nearly walked with the ball. Got the lay-in on the right hand reverse. 57-47. Out front to the elbow. Bad pass. Thrown out of bounds. The Bombers are leaking oil right now. First turnover of the fourth. But now 3 minutes even to go. Ainsley brings it up. Gets it over. And now Zoe Scharnhorst with 25 on the shot clock. At the free throw line. Wide open shot by Shaley. No good. Ball goes long to the corner. Chased down by Yonkers and Mountain Home and the white come back left to right. Out top. Down the key, Anderson cut off, feeds it across in the middle, tipped away, left elbow, follow away, jump shot, short, air ball, picked up by Jillian, gets it back to Ainsley. 2.5 to play, 57-47. And Mountain Home looks to me like they're about out of gas. We made an oil and gas reference to the Bombers already in the last minute. Now over on the left side, left corner, open, Shaley, three ball is no good, ball long, picked up by the Bombers. They come back with the Yonkers. Step through, right hand running shot off is up and good. Great shot Great shot by Jayla Yonkers against her body going across the lane from right to left. Timeout. 8-point game, 2:01 to go. So now, here you're in the situation where if you're behind, you want to foul and put them on the line. Problem is, fouls reset at the beginning of each quarter, which means you're going to have to go out here and just start fouling people. A, to stop the clock, and B, get them on the line and get the ball back. And that's Dell Leonard's not only hope, because if they press ultra hard here and go for the steal, then West Plains is going to score on them at the other end. So you have a chance now to close this game out at the free throw line. 57-49, West Plains up by 8. Lucy Hafer will throw the ball in. Ainsley McWilliams has it. Now everybody clear it out. Ainsley gets it over the timeline. Left corner, Jillian drives in. Dishes off, picked up by Shaley. Puts it up in the left hand. No good. Tips to the corner. Zoe Scharnhorst doesn't play with it. Gets it to the point. Now West Plains with a fresh shot clock. 1:38 to play. Jillian Green in the corner. Outside, Lucy Hafer. Down the keys. Zoe Scharnhorst lost the ball. Turned over. Fosnish back away with it. Under the bucket. Here's a drive. Lincoln Anderson delays it in with the right hand. 57-51. Not over yet. In the right corner. Out front. Ainsley with it. No need to do anything. Up by 6. With a minute to play. They've got a foul. They've only committed 2, so 3 more before they stop the clock and put West Plains on the line. Ainsley, back to the left corner. Zoe has it. Curls over. Pulls up. 10-foot jumper. No good. And a foul's going to be called on West Plains on Lucy Hafer on the rebound. We didn't really need that shot, but again, you're dealing with the shot clock. So, Lucy with 2 fouls out the other end. Quick shot for 3, no good. Rebound long, right back to the shooter, picked up by Lucy Hafer. And now West Plains needs to just take care of the basketball. 2-second difference in the shot clock and game clock. Foul at midcourt by Mitchell. That's only their 3rd team foul. West Plains right now with Ainsley McWilliams, Zoe Scharnhorst, Jillian Green, Lucy Hafer, and Staley Peterson. Foul on the inbound play again. Mitchell with the foul. Fourth team foul, number 2 on Mitchell. Inbound. And caught by Staley, and she's fouled, and that will put West Plains on the line. First foul on Jayla Yonkers, who has been really good for Mountain Home tonight. He has 17 points. Jayla Peterson at the line for West Play. First try is no good. It's always, and once you get the bonus, it's 2 shots. One more try for Shaley Peterson. No good. And the ball is loose on the deck, picked up by Forsish. And now they throw the ball away in the backcourt. Well, if the chicken wasn't done before, it probably is now. 57-51, West Plains basically just needs to get this ball inbounds to draw another foul. Zoe Scharnhorst lobs it out front. Jillian has it. She'll be fouled, you would think, pretty quick. But now foul is called on Mitchell. And she has fouled out. She had 9 points in the first half, finished with 11. Well, evidently not. They called that the other way. That's on Lucy Haper. That's her third. Wow, how'd they call that foul? Well, whatever. 6 seconds, 3 balls to point, way off the mark, tipped out long, picked up. And now Whistle will have a jump ball call. With 1.3 seconds, West Plains is going to win this game by 6 points. And pick up their seventh win of the season. Inbound play. They won't foul. Clock runs out. West Plains with a solid win on the road. 57 to 51 over the Mountain Home Lady Bombers. So the Zizzers pick up the win. Leading the way was Ainsley McWilliams with 17 points. And the Zizzers led at the half by 9, 32-23. Really didn't take very good care of the basketball tonight with 14 turnovers, but they were able to close it out and pick up their seventh win in 9 games. Mountain Home falls to 7-6. Their next game, the 29th at Cave City, and the Zizzers will be in action on December 26th, day after Christmas, the Pink and White against Mountain Grove. So that's it for game one of our doubleheader as West Plains gets a win 57-51 over Mountain Home. Game two is coming up in about 10 minutes on KDY.
West Plains Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you by Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC, ELG Peterbilt, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply West Plains, Goebbels Collision Repair, Miller Satellite and Home Store, Iron Brand Realty, Parfour and More, Wilbanks Tire, Habitat for Humanity Restore, MSU West Plains, Carmart of West Plains, Butler Heating and Air, Hawkins Home and Lawn, Ozark Independent Living, Cape Electric, S&P Quality Auto Glass, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, West Plains Wind Supply, Simmons Bank, Ozark Hills Realty, Don's Auto Service, Shrimp Runner, Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment, Rick's Truck Repair, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, and Wood Mechanical.